Hello, everyone. What mic are you?
I'm mic three.
Okay, cool. The CDs are very much have decided that they're going to take over everything that is a mic, which is terrifying.
Oh gosh,
but this is the life.
Headphones are these?
So here we go.
Man.
And then looks like you've got mic four.
Yeah.
So, all right. Ba-ba-bum. Let's get you started. Here we go. Mic four is up. Come on.
I think these are going to be yours.
Okay.
I think these are going to be mine.
And these are... Mic one's the best. It's always the
first.
All
right, I'm going to adjust this one so it might make some noise. There we go.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Freedom Radio.
Freedom. We have guests. We have two guests this time. We've doubled the amount of guests. Double amount of average guests. Do you guys
Does that mean we're more special or less special than the average guest?
More special.
Aww.
More special.
Our presence on the show is special, but we individually are half as special.
Oh, no.
We are a unique set of two, but as
Speak
members
for yourself.
Of the set.
I feel like I'm at least 75%, which leaves about 25% for you, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, no! I mean, you're also this is like the legacy pick, where like, it's like you...
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Wait, my 15 minutes of fame have come and passed.
I mean, it's not as long as you, you know, apply for a show next semester.
I know. Okay, I know. I should bring DJ Remedy's Healing Hour back.
You should. I mean, okay, unless you start doing volunteer hours now, you might get the same hour that DJ Remedy got last time.
No.
I mean, it's only 5 hours of listening to someone else's radio show. And stop filling out a Google form.
See true.
Just like subscribe to a below average quality podcast is what it is. It's
what are you talking about? The Small Cactus Radio Hour is quality contact. I don't know what kind of stuff Not Quite Tuesday turns out, but this is a high-quality professional hour.
Speaking of Not Quite Tuesday, I'm really not sure what the world needed was a Miguel Roth that knows how to talk continuously for 45 minutes.
But that's what we got.
Yep.
Wait, do you really talk for 45 consecutive minutes?
It got there today.
Miguel,
it is
do
like,
you not play music?
The mountain goats appear.
The mountain goats do appear.
It's mostly the mountain goats.
I mean, I have done metric once per hour every single show.
This is your,
without
what,
fair.
61st show?
No, more than that. It's at least 66th, because there were times at which I kind of just came, forgot to make a playlist, and just played whatever I recently purchased on iTunes.
Huh. All right.
Man,
all
remember
right.
when we purchased music?
That's more than a year.
It is more than a year. I guess, yeah. And there's also times where in the summer where I just bring high school friends in, and we just riff for as long as we can.
That's the hookup.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun.
Vamping on what sort of topics?
Honestly, we either put music on. Often our their parents get involved, and we'll get like the talking heads for like 30 minutes.
Talking
and that's
heads.
Fine. Honestly, I love the band, but... Yeah, getting to hear. Or also my parents will listen for once, which is really funny.
For once.
Yeah, wait,
oh,
hit
no.
that shoutcast.
Oh.
What?
Hit that shoutcast.
Oh, let's find out. Yeah. Boop. Boop. Boop.
How many Boop. Listeners we got?
Oh, wait, actually, the shoutcast does a really weird thing now where you have to search for the station. Okay, we got 9.
All right.
We are almost... can we get a... 10 likes on this.
God. Hey, wait. Okay. So I remember, like, freshman year, you mentioned that there were listeners, like, in Malaysia, was it?
You
that
are
asked for
getting
a t-shirt.
Indonesia. Yeah. You were close. It was a southeastern Asian
country. To be fair, it's been 2 years.
It's very fair. I also like riffing about it. Here we go. And yeah, no, it's wild. And
that, have we gotten any requests since then?
Not that I know of, but I'm also, I've also yet to inherit the general manager email, which I feel like would be the, like,
the place to look.
Yeah, exactly.
They were requesting WMFO t-shirts or Small Cactus Radio Hour shirts.
I would love it if it were the latter, but it was the former.
Okay.
Wait, Rose, you should start a Redbubble.
I really would like to. I would love to. I want to do stickers because, like, I have one. I have the Lofts sticker up, and I have a preserved jam sticker.
Oh, Rose, I could design some stickers for you.
I mean, that would be great. I mean, I never, like, I'm not good at asking people for things.
That's totally fair.
If you volunteer it, I will gladly print
for
them
a cut of the profits, me.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I would do it as a
cuddle.
A
are you sure?
A cuddle of the profits? Wait, Rose, did you just say I cuddle the profits?
No, but I would. Softly. Into some nice TV. But, like, relaxing TV, like Heart to Heart or Golden Girls.
Ooh. I still need to watch Golden Girls.
I think you literally don't, though.
No, you
do. Come on, no. Hey, hey.
Wait, sorry, no. I was getting it confused with Gilmore Girls, actually.
Okay.
That's it. I like how we just all agree, like, Gilmore Girls, no, you don't need to watch Gilmore Girls, but Golden Girls.
But we were ready to jump to the defense of Golden Girls.
I have seen probably, I think about at least 4 days of my life have just been taken up. Like, in the summer, like, my parents and I would eat at about 11 o'clock at night. Or midnight, like, every night.
Gilmore Girls is, though, like, a fun show.
Oh, absolutely. It's wholesome, but, like, a little snarky. It's wonderful. Like, ah, such a good show. That, like, Mama's Family, Married with Children.
Married with Children?
Yes. Wait, do you know, I'm trying to remember. It was one of the first sitcoms that was, like, supposed to be kind of like an anti-family sitcom. And, like, kind of like that of The Simpsons.
Anti-family sitcom?
Yeah, like, you know how, like, The Waldens or Little House on the Prairie was, like almost so wholesome it hurt?
Yes.
So, like, Married with Children and The Simpsons were, like, anti, like, that meta. And I think, like, it was even banned in a couple, like, cable, like, towns. Because they were like, oh, this is going to degrade family values and stuff.
Married with Children was not tournament legal. It was too disruptive for the meta.
Yes.
It had to come out with severe nerfs.
Yeah. Have you either of you seen Modern Family?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Do you remember the dad, like, the grandfather who's married to Gloria?
Yeah.
He is the husband of Married with Children.
Okay.
And the one who plays the wife, I guess, got a lot of letters from people in prison with, like, marriage proposals.
On Married with Children?
Yeah, she would get plenty of fan letters that are like, oh, hey, can you marry me? I'm in prison.
That's a bold way to start a letter. Yeah. Hello,
and
will you marry me? Will you marry me? I'm in prison.
And I'm new in town.
I was going to say, that's like the first, like, three lines you're gonna open with. That's incredible.
And you know who's the daughter? Christina Applegate.
Oh, I know that name.
Isn't she, like, a millionaire?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, probably, because we know her name, but...
Wait, actually...
I feel like I know, like, the Applegate family, or the Applegate family fortune, something like that.
Oh, really? Yeah, but also, I'm 60% sure it only is striking a chord because it was on the Flophouse episode of The Adventure Zone.
What?
Oh, that might be it.
Also, oh, she was in Anchorman.
I don't know.
As the female lead, or?
I actually think she was. Yeah, she was. I recognize her face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was Veronica Corningstone.
Is Anchorman worth going back and watching now?
Yes. Most of the things Will Ferrell does, I will sell you to watch. Because I love him. And I love him as a comedy actor, even at his worst. It's very good. Yeah, she was also in Farce of the Penguins. And Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Oh.
Not the original noted.
Wait, let's see if she was. No.
Was Neil Patrick Harris in Alvin and the Chipmunks, or was he in the Smurfs, or both?
He was in the Smurfs. He was in the Smurfs for sure. I don't know if he was in both. I don't think he was in both. Certainly not as a lead.
Yeah.
And really only get Neil Patrick Harris as a lead.
Yeah.
And, okay, but she also, though, was in Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip. So she did get kept on.
I remember Road Chip came out the exact same day as another, like, as an actually, like, big blockbuster movie.
Alvin and the Chipmunks thought they could compete.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was like with, oh, gosh, was it with Infinity War?
No, they wouldn't.
Hang on, no. What other movie came out on that? Oh,
it was 2015, so it couldn't have been Infinity War. Was it? Wait.
Civil War?
I feel like it was a Marvel movie of some kind, but I don't.
I mean, look, at this point, if you, like, throw a dart at a calendar, it's a Marvel movie release date.
Let's see, December movies. Okay, we're finding out. You might be right. Okay, Movie Insider. The Force Awakens came.
That's what it was.
Also, He Never Died is also a movie that came. Oh, Son of Saul, I know that one.
What's He Never Died?
It has no movie picture. So this is a great
start. Sounds like a warning, like a grim warning on IMDb.
It's a comedy horror. 3.5 out of 5 stars. Jack is in a rut.
Is it the sequel to John Dies at the End? No. He Never Died.
He Never Died. Please.
Starring John.
I'm going to die. His existence has been whittled down to sleeping and watching TV, and he sees the human race as little more than meat with a pulse. When Jack suddenly finds his long-lost daughter taken by the city's crime syndicate, he must combat his inner demons as he embarks on a bloody warpath to seek revenge and save her.
What's the name of this movie? Is this He Never Died?
Yes.
Wait, I don't understand where the movie's title comes in.
I don't either, and I don't think they figured it out either.
It's like, God. So I'm imagining, okay, first of all, this was billed as a horror comedy, which is weird.
Yeah.
But, because I'm imagining this as, like, just a John Wick-style shoot-em-up. And so I can only imagine, like, each successive henchman is like, hey, did we deal with John? No, he never died. Oh, that's unfortunate. Bam! And then the next guy has to answer that phone call.
You said John Wick shoot-em-up, and for a brief, unimaginably happy second, I imagined a John Wick Toho game.
No, I'm canceling all of this.
Can you imagine, though? Rose, play with me in this space. I've never seen a John Wick movie. I only know that, like, at some point someone kills his dog, and he's very mad about it.
That's
and
it.
He
I think
goes
he was
on three movies worth of murder spree.
Exactly.
I respect, but Jesus, dude, is it proportional? The answer is yes.
Yes, it is. I just imagine if that were done to Roger, like, you know, the world, Seattle, and yeah, that's ending. That's it. I've canceled it. Someone were to actually go after my boy. My angry, angry boy. Wow, he's so distressed.
Distressed Roger.
Distressed Roger. It's an emote on the Tufts Anime Brigade.
Is
Discord.
It really?
Yes.
Wait, what?
You can react with Distressed Roger.
Rose, why am I not on that Discord yet? I gotta get the invite.
I'm on your sci-fi fantasy Discord, and I have put in one message.
True. You've put in a message?
I think so.
Oh, man, I'm so flattered.
I think it was because
we got touched by a star. Stardom. Fame and fortune.
Fortune.
Fame and fortune. Fame and fortune.
Bjorchen.
We're moving like, successively closer to Scandinavian. We're just.
Oh my gosh.
All right, should we put on some more music?
Sure.
Should we do? I'm gonna do this. Yeah.
Boop. Just touch me till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
push me, and then just touch me, till I get my satisfaction.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. We have a lot to ID right now. So actually the opening track, which I even forgot to mention, was Miss Macross by Macross 8299 from their album Cham. Then it was Plantasia by Mort Garson from Mother Earth's Plantasia 1976 album.
Yeah.
Also, guys, there is a vinyl re-release for the first time in 43 years.
We need like a soundboard. I've always thought about having a soundboard.
You can bring a mixer, I guess. I know some people bring their own rig.
Chris Aragon made extensive use of an air horn in his episode recently.
Love it.
Anyways, continue. Sorry. I'll turn this away from me.
Oh, okay. But Sacred Bones is putting it out. I have pre-ordered my copy in Spider Plant Green. But anyway, then it was Metric of the Week was Office Towers Escalate from Pagans in Vegas. I will say, oh no, okay, this feels like a... how does this sound? Oh no!
It sounds fine.
Wait, that one doesn't actually
great.
Pivot.
It sounds great.
It sounds good? Okay.
Wait. Yeah, there you go. No, you got it.
All right, then that's good then. This is weird. There's just four microphones on me right now. So Pagans in Vegas is my least favorite album from Metric. But it's fine. It's still a good enough album for me. Then Pink, King Arthur Remix by Janelle Monáe. Featuring Grimes. Then Satisfaction by Benny Menassi. And then Fly Away by Teddy Lloyd from the original Pantheon Stocking with Garter Belt soundtrack.
Also, Rose, of course you've got all of them. I mean... They are, like, you wouldn't call them yorkrophones, they're microphones.
Hey. Also, it's not Rose, it's DJ Tolstoy, because we're on the radio.
I'm so sorry, you're right, I'm so unprofessional.
Also, DJ Pending is here.
Hello.
Found my voice has the power to drop one octave.
Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
With DJ Tolstoy.
Important question, Macross, any connection to the mech anime, or...
Yes, okay, it's a future funk, future funk artists, so definitely they're intentionally referencing the anime. Also, because Macross 7 was literally just idols, mechas, in space. So
I'm now less interested in Macross 7.
No, the first. Well, you could watch Robotech instead, because when it first got. Oh no, I'm on this again. When Macross got licensed to the U.S., they dubbed it and then started this, like, a completely different story and realized they screwed up so hard that they just had to start cutting things together, because what the script was in Japan and the U.S. they had been going on were so different. So Robotech is different than Macross, but Netflix only provides Robotech, which bothers me.
So these microphones smell, like, really sweet.
Oh, that scares me.
No, like, give it a shot. Okay. No, yeah, do it.
I don't know if I want
it
to.
They smell sweet.
Well, no, mine just kind of smells...
Mine just smells like foam.
They taste sweet, too.
No, don't. No.
Okay, all right.
Someone said they were like M&M's.
Yeah.
No.
But now I have to...
No,
you literally don't.
You literally don't.
Now, if anything, I do, because I have no means of experiencing this olfactory sensation, so, like, I gotta...
Oh, right. Wait, I keep forgetting that you don't have a sense of smell,
Miguel.
Wait, can you not taste, then?
Fair assumption, but to my knowledge, yes, I can. And so now I need to get, like, an accurate gauge of the sweetness of these microphones.
See, I used to not have a sense of smell either, so I'm really interested in this sort of
thing. Rose, how did you overcome?
Happened one day that I just started smelling things.
What was the first thing you smelled, actually? Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's actually a good question. I can't remember.
What? I would feel like that'd be like an earth-shattering moment.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember the first time I noticed I blink.
What? Now, when was that?
I was 5.
And you remember this.
And I remember this. Because I blinked for slightly longer than I normally did.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the world go black, and I was like, what happened? Was there power outage? It's daylight out. I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
And since then, have you been able to forget that you blinked?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like you noticed
I now feel completely aware of blinking. It's all your fault.
Yeah.
So should I read the PSA?
Yes, read a PSA.
Okay, so... I read the same PSA every single time on my show, and it was this public transit versus walking one, and it had like an anime style picture for some reason as the like picture for it. I recently discovered that there is a second anime picture PSA, and so I have to read it. It's also about public transit versus walking.
Here we go. Okay.
If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T. You'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Bedford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay.
That figure does not account for red lights. I'm sorry.
No, but it's fair, though. It's good.
It's fair.
It's good to
cars
walk.
Are so garbage. Motorized transportation is so garbage, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. walkers also have to live with the reality.
I have a counterpoint.
But walking's fun.
I have a counterpoint to the PSA.
What?
Oh?
Jen?
Huh?
Do you remember when you walked to Wegmans?
Fun fact, did you actually make it to Wegmans? Here's the thing. I've gone to Wegmans. I've also walked all the way to Market Basket.
Wow. But so
I still
about
this.
Jen walked to Wegmans and then Jen bought a bunch of groceries at Wegmans.
And then I forgot about the fact that I would have to carry the groceries back with me.
So Jen messages the whole group of people, "Hey, can anyone pick me up at Wegmans? I'm stuck."
And if so, how quickly?
Please help. I'm stuck at Wegmans.
I said that if no one
was I'm running out of food, but also I'm next to a Wegmans, so we're going to be okay.
I said if no one was willing to, I would take an Uber. But Jonah, sorry.
It's DJ Pending.
DJ Pending, the sweet, sweet man he is.
Stepped up to the plate, and I am standing right now.
He's literally standing.
Yeah,
stepped
up to the plate. He's still keeping the mic to him.
And I drove my minivan. It's a baby blue 1999 Toyota Sienna, and it's broken.
It's missing one door handle.
One door handle and what do they call it? The things that go on the wheels?
Hubs?
Hubcaps.
It's missing three hubcaps?
It's missing three hubcaps.
Oh, wait. Actually, I think I noticed this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fun fact.
Have you ever thought about just taking off the fourth one, you know, for, like, balance?
That might explain a lot, actually.
Oh, no.
But the issue is I'm compensating for that right now, my current driving technique. So if I were to, like, have a balanced vehicle, I'd be swerving all over the place.
Right.
Anyways, I picked Jen up.
I just meant more like aesthetically balanced rather than like...
I feel like function.
If it wanted to aesthetically balance the car, I would have to remove another door handle.
Oh, that's...
And I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, no, please don't.
But yeah, no, I'm surprised that you brought up the Wegmans and not the time that I walked like 2.5 miles to... maybe less. I think it was around... Wait, okay, yeah.
How far is the Union Square Market Basket?
Yeah, how far is Union Square?
Isn't that a farther Market Basket? Isn't there a closer one?
Google Maps and I found the nearest Market Basket.
Why were you so sold on Market Basket?
Because I didn't know about Wegmans.
You didn't know of other supermarkets?
Why didn't you put in like supermarkets near Medford?
Well, because that comes up with all sorts of like shops that only sell like meat or only sell produce.
Like a butcher's shop is what you're describing?
Yeah, but they show up if you Google supermarket because they also kind of sell produce.
So you're like, I know a name of a supermarket chain around these parts, Market Basket.
I asked someone where they got their groceries and they said Market Basket and I was like, that's where I'm heading, baby.
The thing is, a 2.2 mile loop is completely manageable.
The return trip
is what kills you. The fact that it's a linear thing.
Jen, you do not live in a food desert neighborhood.
At all. There's food everywhere.
See, like, that's very fair.
Mm. You know where Be Fresh is.
I do know where Be Fresh is.
That's closer than Market Basket.
Yeah, it's way closer.
That's a full supermarket.
And there's even like a shuttle to like Tufts even that's free.
Be Fresh didn't have one thing I needed, which is what caused me to
What did you
go
need?
Up. I don't remember what it was.
What did
Nelly
you need?
And Joe's key lime juice.
No, it probably wasn't that.
But Cavender's but no, Greek seasoning.
Oh, it wasn't Cavender's, was it? Cavender's is so good. Why don't they sell it here?
What is Cavender's? What?
Cavender's is a, like, it's a Greek seasoning, ostensibly, but it's, it just tastes like Cavender seasoning.
What? That is so unhelpful.
I know. I have some back
that's,
home.
That's if I'm like, hey, you know, what does an apple taste like? Oh, yeah, I like apple.
Well, okay. You know, like seasoning salt? Imagine seasoning salt, but if it Hold were up. Themed
are we talking,
around like
Are
Greeks,
we talking celery salt here? Are we talking like garlic salt? Are we talking
like combine them?
Garlic?
There's often like little like, dried yeah, spices in there.
Closer to garlic, but there's also like, yeah, there's like red pepper and other things like that in there. Imagine something like that, but rather than basing it off of, I don't know, like the sort of garlicky celery sort of flavor. Mm-hmm. It was based instead around Greek spices and or Greek herbs, I guess. And okay. Salt.
I would like you to name a single Greek herb.
You betcha.
I will wait.
We can't have dead air.
So you better start naming a Greek
oregano.
Herb.
Probably
that's Italian.
You know, I would not be surprised Dang. If it also grows moly. In Greenland, though.
No, I know the answer to this, and it's moly.
Greeks come from Greenland, right?
Sage.
Mole, yeah.
Sage.
That's, you're gonna lock in with mole.
Sage.
Yeah, like the
sauce.
Moly, like
sage.
The only reason I know this is because like every other ninth grader, I was forced to. I'm sorry for the crosstalk.
I was right on oregano.
Let's just all talk at once.
I was right on oregano.
Hold on, I have my own points to make on the radio.
Oh, this is such good radio. Hang on, I won with oregano.
So I'm gonna look at that.
Well,
it says Greek oregano, quote unquote.
Excuse me.
Is this like Thai basil?
Hang on a second. Okay, then Greek thyme, Greek rosemary.
Wait, hold up. But there,
thyme is normal.
There is Thai basil.
Greek basil.
No, there is not. Nice try. Nice try, you witch.
Anything grown in Greece is a Greek herb.
You're right. Wait, there's a joke that I read in like the alt text to a comic, I think, about...
Oh my God.
No, I'm right here with you.
And it was about Italian food. It might have just been the comic itself. And there was an Italian girl. They're on a date.
Okay.
There's an Italian girl. It's like, oh, I like Italian food. And he's like, that's great because everything eats Italian food. And she didn't get it. But the jokes is because she's Italian. So it's
because it's all food for her. And she's Italian.
I'll
and
I'll
Well, no, I think that the joke requires a little more
I ruined the show.
Oh, no. No, you did it.
What is this?
I don't know.
I found high performance spackling paste. I've returned. I've saved the show.
Oh, wait,
we're
going to
spackle
why.
Over that terrible joke.
We're going to spackle the mic.
Just came off.
Uh huh.
Like, what? So our ops people had to actually fix it.
It says DAP.
Yeah.
DAP.
Are you supposed to like dapple it onto things?
It is harmful if inhaled. Well, I would
no,
be.
No.
I'll put it away.
No,
I'll put
genuinely,
it,
no.
I'll, right, I'll close it.
Back,
okay,
it
I'll put it. I'll
put it
leave.
Back.
I'll leave.
Don't leave, but just put the thing back.
Side note, while Joan is having his spackle adventure.
Sorry, DJ Pending.
Oh my gosh.
While DJ Pending is having his spackle adventure, when I found out that most webcomics have alt text,
it
ruined my day.
Oh no.
It ruined my day because the last, like, 2 months of, like, XKCD and SMBC and whatever was like, damn, I've only been getting half of the experience. And then I realized SMBC has a button you can press for an extra panel, and then
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you gotta go back through them all. That's like a whole month right there.
Also, this is a joke fit for radio. Is, like, if a dab is this, is a dap this?
Yes.
You're right.
No. That's a crunch.
This is a crunch.
No,
you're right.
It's fists.
We have to describe what they're doing for the.
No, we don't.
How
I
many people
like
are listening?
Oh, let's
Enough?
Find out. Let's find there out. Is... We had 9 before.
Oh my gosh. Do you think
we're hitting
stayed?
The big time? We're hitting the big time, DJ Pending.
We're still at 9.
Yeah.
Soon you'll be DJ like Pended. I guess like you'll have figured it
I'll
out.
Be in
it's
the
not
past tense.
DJ well, patented.
No, as in like it isn't. It's no longer like loading. It's no longer buffering.
I've been loading for about a year.
I've been loading for 19 years.
Guys, do you know that there's a?
I never started.
There's a cafe in the Fletcher School.
What?
There's a cafe in the Fletcher School.
If I go into the Fletcher School, I will just combust. I like.
Why is that?
We should infiltrate it.
Because business majors are garbage.
Oh my god. Why? On a college radio show, the hottest take.
Hold up. This counts as politics.
What's garbage?
Real quick.
Business majors.
Roses
in
a plot.
Business majors in there. That's
it's the Fletcher
that's
Entrepreneurial
School. Rose. Like,
what?
For some background, Rose is an applied math and finance.
But also, let's back up. Hold up.
Okay, all right. Excuse me.
I have, real quick.
I will not defend my points.
Go Miguel. Yes, you have to.
Miguel, defend the fact that it is the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy.
Yeah,
and not the business school.
I was
we
thinking
don't
of
have
the
a
Gordon
business
Institute.
School.
You were thinking of the Gordon Institute.
The Gordon Institute.
And even then, it's not technically, but you can't get an. I don't think you can get an MBA from Tufts.
What is a
you
Gordon?
You can get like engineering.
A Gordon? I think that's the thing that King Dedede, so. If you side
okay.
B.
Oh my
such a joke.
Thank you.
I will still combust if I enter Fletcher, but that's just because, like, the authorities.
Okay.
The authorities?
What okay. do you think Fletcher is?
Hang on, Miguel.
What, you think
what
like
elements
Croatian
of your
president's
past?
Gonna suplex you? Because she does come every once in a while, which I very much like. I would love to meet her.
Miguel, I need to know. Oh, see, okay. Do you want to tell the story of I'm trusting the process and all that?
Oh, no.
Sure. Okay. First semester here at Tufts.
Now be very careful.
Yeah, this has to be a radio appropriate story.
It is.
Remember.
You can always plead the fifth and just we can move on.
And yeah. also, you can always add the word education after any.
To make it
appropriate.
No.
I joined Tufts Sci-Fi Fantasy Club.
Wow.
Which I have not attended for a while.
That's totally fair.
Yeah, it is.
Might we remind this is the communications head of Sci-Fi Fantasy Society?
Well, no.
Are you actually?
No, I am.
No, you're the PR dragon.
I'm the PR dragon, yeah.
Wait,
no.
Jen, I thought you were the president.
No.
I mean, I'm functioning
as the...
Did you
fire yourself?
Well, no. Alex is the president, for sure. Meanwhile, me and Alex and I are... Okay.
Okay, let's work through this.
Technically,
getting some beats.
Let's see. 4 out of 5 of our executive board members are currently on campus.
Okay.
But really, only 3 of us actually regularly show up, mm-hmm. and only 2 of us have shown up to every single meeting.
And you are one of those 2.
I am. Yes.
Wow.
But
you're not even a real club.
Yeah, I know.
Roasted, but true.
We're a student organization. No, we're not. Like, we can't claim that title.
No.
We can claim...
I mean, maybe you can be a club.
A student body? We're a student body.
You're
I
are several
like
student
bodies.
I feel
like actually organization's closer.
Well,
you're
no,
like
no.
an underground organization.
Yeah, an unofficial student-run organization.
But they're not
yeah.
underground because they're trying so desperately to not be underground.
I don't know that... You we, can, see, like, we kind of are.
I think you guys are, like, passively...
You're making like, half-hearted attempts.
Yeah, like, you guys aren't on any social media account. Well, you guys had flyers, like, first semester.
Well, yeah. They were good flyers.
They were good flyers.
That's
what
okay.
happened?
This is why you're not
off?
Allowed here.
It just fell off.
A mic just fell off the stand.
Excuse me?
I can fix this.
Did we find it? Okay.
Wait, has this actually happened to you?
No, but I know how to fix it.
It's just the wig nut.
It's not a wing nut.
It's a just the wing nut.
It is that is
that's
not what
not
it
a wing
is.
Nut. That's just a screw.
I've always thought that wing nuts looked like you know how in science class they always have those like skeletons that they hang up or whatever.
Yeah.
I always
yeah.
thought it looked like a little pelvis.
What?
Fair.
You know what? Actually, fair. Yeah. I always thought they looked like you know those seeds from trees that like
those are maple seeds.
Thank you.
Tufts Sci-Fi Fantasy serves an important niche in the Tufts community.
What?
And
wait, what supports a current niche?
Sci-Fi Fantasy. And I have great affection for everyone
aww.
In the club.
Except for himself.
Oh, no.
Education.
He's majoring in self-discovery.
That was so good.
It's Miguel.
Oh, by the way, we're listening 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Wait, that means that we're
radio.
Near 5 minutes from the end of the show.
We are under 5 minutes away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I always do
no,
this.
No.
I show up and I I ruined the show.
You've ruined the show.
No, this has been fun.
Okay, I take it back.
This is exciting. This
I'm here forever, baby.
Like three people.
I'm here all night.
Is someone coming in after us?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to share.
Oh, no.
It's freeform, baby.
Hey, come on, grab a mic. Yeah. Sit down.
Yeah, make yourself comfortable. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hours.
Hours now.
The Small Cactus Radio Hour 2.
Can't stop, won't stop.
2, I'm the general manager now, and you can't tell me to leave.
Oh, no. All the power goes to my head.
Yep.
Okay, I don't want to leave this trusting the process Fred dangling, though.
It's all right. No, yeah. We can come back to you at another hour. Absolutely. I do want to know how you would, like, Rose, if... Yeah. For some reason, let's say that I had a friend who was the general manager. How do you think? And she was kind of like you. Of course, not. This is hypothetical.
But she's taller.
How would she, if like she had the opportunity to abuse her power as general manager?
Yeah, okay.
Again, completely hypothetical. But yes.
If
she was like you, but less inhibited.
Can we end the show by singing Aerosmith?
I don't know any Aerosmith songs.
Look, I'll guide you through it. If you answer the question.
Who sings
I don't wanna
Aerosmith.
Close my eyes.
Stop.
I don't wanna fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't wanna miss a thing. That's all. I'm like pretty sure that's Aerosmith.
No, I don't know. I just know Steven Tyler was a
That sounds
judge.
Like Aerosmith.
Oh, it is. That's the lead singer. Oh. And he was a judge in American Idol when I was watching it, which was only once.
So how would you abuse your power?
How would I abuse my power? Mm-hmm.
Now that I've frazzled you.
I don't know. I think I would just give myself, like, be first precedent for time and then have a two-hour show.
Wow.
And then tell people to come on it so we can talk.
Does this count as talking politics?
Rose, if you had the opportunity, would you ever do a 5-hour show?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
So, I've gotten up to 3 in the summer. So, yeah. I think, I don't think I could do it every week. But I think if the opportunity presented me, like, and it was vacation and friends were here, I would totally do it. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah, I'd do it with people, but never alone. But also, the format of my show doesn't lend itself to doing that sort of thing alone.
You're more talk-centric, right?
Well, I'm... Yeah, I'm half talk, half music, and it's not great. But listen, it's 1 a.m. on Tuesday nights. No, on Monday nights / Tuesday mornings, 1 a.m.
Pending, I heard you talk about
for Miguel.
15 minutes, and I was fully engaged for the record. Like,
so that's pretty good.
Thank you.
It shows you're a good storyteller.
DJ Tuesday, plug your show.
Catch Not Quite Tuesdays, Thursdays, 11 to noon. Thank you, DJ Tolstoy, for that primetime spot.
I have 1 to 2 a.m. Yeah.
And you can catch...
That was your second choice.
DJ Remedy's Healing Hour in the past.
You can catch
you should
in the
get
future.
An,
you
should
yeah,
get
and
a
maybe
radio
in the
show.
Future. And
just
maybe
come
in the
to
future.
My radio show.
I would love to.
Yeah, I feel like we're doing the abusive power thing,
open.
Which is having you on here right now.
Open invitation
no, that's
to
Jim.
No, that's
just
that's,
yeah,
friendship,
that's friendship,
baby.
It's the one ship that
Isn't
can't
that
sink.
What the Medici
Instead,
sent
it just
you?
Slowly dies.
Oh, no.
And on that note, we've got 30 seconds. So let's just let that.
All right,
let's
play
moment.
It out. Aerosmith.
Okay.
Michael Jordan. Oh, drunk driving plays.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't know if that's how it goes.
I don't know that it is either.
Because I miss you, baby, and I don't want to miss a thing.
Wait, what song is this?
I don't know.
I feel like
I
should ID
close
it.
My eyes. We have 3 seconds.
We've sang it for
We're
less
done.
Than 30 seconds.
It's over.
So.
Cut the-